This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
FDA considers virus vaccine.
They'll debate it, they'll discuss it, and then they'll vote.
The pandemic's deadliest day.
People on ventilators, people dying. It doesn't end.
Investigation into Joe Biden's son.
This federal investigation into his taxes.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a key day of decision at the Food and Drug Administration. The Pfizer coronavirus vaccine is poised to get approval for emergency use, meaning the first shots to try to quell the raging pandemic in this country could begin next week.
It is a big day for our country.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn on CBS This Morning says advisors and experts are about to weigh in.
They will make recommendations to us today. We'll incorporate that, and we hope shortly thereafter to make our own decision.
In New York City, CBS's Nikki Batiste has more on the effort to roll out the vaccine.
Mount Sinai Hospital hopes to be able to administer up to 50 COVID vaccines every hour. Susan Mashney is the vice president for the Mount Sinai Health System.
How many vaccines do you expect in this first round?
We hope to get in the thousands.
She says frontline workers in the ER and ICU will receive the first doses,
as well as people like the environmental service workers, workers that provide food service.
It's expected UPS will deliver the delicate vials to the eastern part of the country, while FedEx tackles the west.
Yesterday was the deadliest day in the pandemic so far in the U.S., with more than 3,100 deaths. That's more than 9/11, more than Pearl Harbor. CBS's David Begno has more from Southern California.
In Los Angeles County, the overwhelming loss of life brought Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer to tears.
Over 8,000 people who were beloved members of their families are not coming back.
Nationwide, COVID hospitalizations are at their highest levels ever, up nearly 80% in just the last month. Providence St. Mary in Apple Valley, California. There's a tent set up outside to triage those COVID patients arriving. And the lobby is now an inpatient COVID unit because they've run out of room.
We have 60 patients holding in our emergency department that are waiting for beds inside the hospital.
COVID patients are now being treated in rooms that are usually reserved for pediatric patients.
It's very hard, and it's our reality right now. Like, we are holding people's hands on their last breaths every day.
And then there's the work of Father Michael Lewis, a Roman Catholic priest in El Paso, Texas, which has been overwhelmed recently with coronavirus hospitalizations. He is so busy giving last rites to COVID patients who are dying that his bishop recently told him, it is your full-time job.
I realize that I'm the last person that's going to see this person alive. As much as I would like to stay there and be with them as they breathe their last, I can't, because there are other patients to see.
Here's the latest on a new coronavirus relief bill. Lawmakers have given themselves more time to negotiate. The House has passed a one-week extension of government funding, and the Senate is likely to go along before midnight Friday. That sets up a December 18th deadline to approve a new overall spending bill and a package of stimulus to help companies and workers brutalized by the pandemic. Well, there's new focus on President-elect Biden's son, Hunter. CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us he's the subject of a federal investigation.
The president-elect's son says the top federal prosecutor in Delaware has informed his attorney that his, quote, tax affairs are under investigation. Aides say President-elect Biden is, quote, deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges only to emerge stronger.
Hunter Biden has a history of business dealings in several countries. Federal regulators, joined by most states, have filed a major antitrust lawsuit against Facebook.
They believe that the tech industry has grown so powerful and so rich, in part by being illegal monopolies. That's what this lawsuit is all about.
Ian Schur of CNET says Google, Amazon, and Apple are also getting more scrutiny. President-elect Biden has said the breakup of tech giants should be considered. The Census Bureau reports Asian American households saw the largest income growth of any racial or ethnic group in the U.S. over the past decade and a half, nearly 8%. It was up 6% for Latinos. Washington State and Oregon were the states with the largest growth in median household income. More than 6 months after the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police, the department's budget has undergone some big changes. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The Minneapolis City Council has voted to move nearly $8 million from the 2021 police budget to other city services, including alternative policing and mental health crisis teams. Avoided was a showdown with the mayor over police staffing levels, with language being removed that would have cut some 140 officers.
President-elect Biden says Lloyd Austin is the right person for the job at the right moment. Austin, a retired Army general, is the choice for defense secretary in the new administration.
I come to this with military experience, to be sure, but also with a deep appreciation and reverence for the prevailing wisdom of civilian control of our military.
Austin's only been a civilian for 4 years, and a congressional waiver would be needed for him to become the nation's first African-American defense secretary. Well, California Congressman Eric Swalwell's office tells Axios News he told the FBI about a Chinese woman who entered the U.S. in 2011 as a student and cozied up to him and other politicians in an apparent bid to get government intelligence. It's not clear if the Democrat had an intimate relationship with the woman, but intelligence officials say she did with at least two Midwestern mayors. A SpaceX Mars prototype with no one on board exploded in a big ball of flames when it came in for a test landing in Texas. Our space consultant Bill Harwood says it was more than just a fiery failure.
This was a very productive test flight for SpaceX, despite the explosion that came at the end. While the Starship prototype was destroyed, engineers say the data they collected between launch and landing will be used to improve the next Starship prototype that's already being assembled.
In Brainerd, Minnesota, a random act of kindness at a Dairy Queen drive-thru turned into a 2.5-day event. It started when a man paid for his food and covered the bill for the people in the car behind him. The pay it forward lasted for about 900 more cars. The store manager says it has happened before, but usually fizzles after 15 to 20. Up for auction, a sleepover at the world's most famous toy store.
Hear the clock tick-tock while the children play.
It's been a kid's dreamland for decades. Tom Hanks took a big turn at a giant keyboard there. Now, FAO Schwartz and Airbnb are offering one family of four the chance to hold a sleepover at FAO Schwartz in New York City. They'll hold an online lottery next Tuesday for a chance to roam aisles of toys and candy mazes under the watchful, socially distanced eyes of the living toy soldiers. The price would hardly pay for an FAO Barbie. $25 a night. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Dream come true for Trayshawn Willis, a football scholarship to Lamar University. Willis is a high school quarterback and linebacker with one arm. The Iowa athlete, who plays basketball too, says he hopes to inspire others. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.